The dream has come true, Danny. Washington has the it quarterback, and they are the team everybody wants a piece of. Based on the leaked schedule we've got here, 3 Sunday games at 425, 2 Sunday night football games, 2 Monday night games, a Thursday night game, a standalone 1 p.m. Christmas Day game that probably 30 million people will watch.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's going to be a lot. Like, it's 60 million people.
Yeah, probably. Like last year on Thanksgiving, I think Dallas and the Giants got 38 mil.
1 Madrid game. When it's all said and done, they will have very likely 11 standalone football games out of 17. I keep saying this because I just want it to sink in. A team that was persona non grata, that nobody wanted anything to do with, that the league
tolerated.
They wouldn't have defended them if they had to. And you fast forward a couple of years with this ownership group, and Raj is making the trek down the Amtrak tracks on the train for the stadium announcement. They've got the NFL draft coming, and every single network is having a WWE battle royale to get the Commanders on TV.
Yeah, we're the King of Zamunda walking on rose petals. It's just it's unbelievable how far we've come.
I am so excited about it, and I'm really happy about it. I'm not going to go full Rouye here, but it is really, really important to me that this doesn't go sideways and end up blowing up in my face.
Yep.
Because there is very much a party being thrown based on last year and acting as if. It took one season of playing at a level with an elite quarterback where we were one of the really good teams, and now everyone's going, they are one of the good teams. They're here. You can't possibly take a step back. Let's treat them as if they're one of those teams. The Texans last year, Danny, now they only had 5 primetime games, but they got to play on Christmas
Still, yeah,
Day.
They got the treatment, yeah.
They played that day game Christmas. They got blown out in that game by the Baltimore Ravens, and they took a step back last year. And I'll bet they wish they weren't on national TV as frequently as they were. Now, I have a lot of confidence in this group, and particularly in this quarterback, but it does not take much all of a sudden, ask Jets fans, when you're on Monday night, Sunday night, or Thursday night football almost every single week, and you're a laughingstock, and it just ruins everything.
It's just kind of my only little voice. Now, I understand this is it's all different now. And again, big picture, I'm thrilled, and we all should be. A team with 4 different kickers last year that went 90% on every fourth down. If you go 70%, you lose 2 games. That caught a Hail Mary that was probably under-talented at several different spots. That played ball control without being able to run the football for the last 8 games of the season. A lot of those things aren't really sustainable things. And you add the much tougher schedule this coming year. Just saying, like, we're all in, and it's exciting and it's fun, but it becomes more of a high wire act now, right? Where, as you said, the Jets situation is the extreme one, where like they're going to be great, and it's like a 2-win team is on Natty TV every 5 seconds, and it's a punchline for the country. I don't think that's the case, but I'm saying, oh man, what if it was half of that amount of standalone games? It'd still be a lot.
Let's go to Sean in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sean? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm definitely a little bit more excited about today than yesterday. Yesterday was the drab and dreary. We're doing some hoo-hays rather than Rouye's. We're feeling good. It may be actually this schedule talk got me thinking about the 18 game schedule. I don't know if that's something you guys want to talk about or throw in.
Well, how so? What's on your mind because
right,
of that?
On my mind, okay. We go games 1 through 6, week 7, everybody gets a bye. 8 through 13, you keep playing. Week 14, you get a bye. And on 7 and 14, on 7, you flex a couple of college games on Sunday. You time it right. Week 14, you get conference championship games on Sunday, i.e. SEC and Big Ten. So that, nobody worries about football happening on a Sunday.
I'm going to take a BB and shoot that balloon right down, brother. I like the creativity. I like the idea. The NFL ain't giving up a week. In right in the middle of football season,
yeah.
September, October, November, they're going to want you that Sunday. So they're going to keep rotating those bye weeks. I smell what you're cooking with the 18-game schedule, and you could mix certain things in and have kind of hallmarks or different days where there are milestones where this is always a divisional game or this is always that. Creative people can figure that stuff out, but they are not going to sacrifice week 7 and or 14 just to let the college game showcase itself.
Yeah, and they don't care that much about college football.
And they don't need to.
Honest. Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Man, we need to Dikembe that last caller's idea into the rafters.
I think we did, respectfully, yeah. as best we could.
I respectfully wag my finger.
Also, the everybody having a bye week on the same week is just not, for the reason you mentioned, namely, yeah. but also just generally, it doesn't work. They stagger it for good reason. They want as many games as possible.
I'm not canceling a week of the NFL so we can watch amateur football. Listen, I'm not going to go full rooster on this, but I really kind of hate this schedule because, to me, the most important thing is winning football games. That's what I enjoy most. What's best in life is to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of their women. And I want my team healthy and rested so that they can do that every week. I don't like the fluctuation in the schedules. I also need my fix, and I need my fix on a scheduled date and time. Otherwise, I will have withdrawal symptoms. So I'm not liking waiting until Sunday night, waiting until Monday night. No, I want my games programmatic at a certain place and time where I can be prepared and ready to enjoy football.
There's going
to
be a lot of waiting.
You're going to have to wait a lot, Chris.
You've been waiting all day for Sunday night, a whole hell of a lot.
So much song before they play the football game.
Do you know how many songs you're going to have to sit through this year? I've been waiting all day for Monday night.
It's Daniels and Love in a big showdown.
I was waiting that whole flight across the ocean all the way to Madrid. Did you get to Barcelona for some time?
Did you connect in Barcelona?
Week 2, Thursday night at Green Bay. Week 6, Monday night football, Chicago at home. Week 8, Monday night football in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Week 9, Sunday night football, home, Seattle. Week 13, Sunday night football, home, Denver Broncos. Week 16, very likely, Saturday night football against the Eagles. Get ready for the Commanders under the lights. How are you feeling about the schedule?